three in the church hymnal. 243 in the church hymnal.
Sure, I'd be. 454.
Good evening, everyone. It's been good to be here already singing, and I'm looking forward to singing some more with you all tonight. Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 7. We're going to read a story here in Luke chapter 7, starting at verse 37, and I'll just read to the end of the chapter. This is a familiar story to us. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat at the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which one of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose he that to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gave me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. I don't know about you, but typically when I hear the story and hear what this woman did, I feel like it's a little bit unnecessary, you know, what this woman did. And I think there are at least two different types or levels of Christians, and I think I find myself in both of those different types at different times in my life, and I think we all do. There are those that look at their Christian life and think, okay, so I'm a Christian, so what do I need to do as a Christian? How much do I need to witness? How much do I need to serve on the mission field and so on? And what should I do as a Christian? And then there are those that say, what can I do? Like this lady did, this woman. What this woman did was not necessary, but it was something she wanted to do out of a heart of love for God, out of a heart of love for Christ. Here's a quote from the book, The Case for Grace. I don't know how many of you have read that, by Lee Strobel. And actually, in this book, he's quoting another book. So if you want you have to read it yourself to find out what book that was. But he's talking about being adopted into the family of God. Here's the quote. If you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he or she makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his father. If this is not the thought that props and controls his worship and his prayers and his whole outlook on life, it means that he does not understand Christianity very well. Or maybe he's immature. If the thought of God as our Father, if that's what motivates our life and controls our actions and gives us the desire to serve him, we're serving at a different level than we are when we're serving out of fear or out of, what should I do as a Christian? So as we sing tonight, let's remember what the Lord has done for us. I have been forgiven much. I believe we all have been forgiven much. And let's serve him and sing to him tonight, praise him, out of hearts that are overflowing with a desire to do what we can and give back to the Lord. Should we stand for prayer? Our Father in heaven, we come before you tonight. Oh Lord, we thank you so much for this privilege that we have to be together and to worship you. Lord, we pray that you would just restore unto us the joy of our salvation and help us to remember and meditate on the things that you have done for us and what a great God you truly are. And Lord, we just want to thank you, want to praise you with our lives. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. I think that's so true. And how often do we find ourselves serving out of duty? And it's because we don't have a good understanding. And we have been forgiven much, every single one of us. And when we grasp that, when we have an encounter with Christ and maybe we re-recognize, it grips us in a new way. Let's turn to number 440 in the church hymnal. And I'll take a selection from you after this. I love this song. It talks about in the busyness and the hectic schedules that we often experience, how good it is to simply go away and be quiet with God and listen to him. Number 440.
Spend the hours of setting day in my.
Ladies, verse 3. Number 455. Now, this is a bit of a hobby horse of mine, but I would encourage you to sing as much of these by memory as you can. You might surprise yourself into how well you actually know these songs. And we tend to just sort of automatically put our face in the book and not really think about what we're singing and just sort of motor along. I'd invite you to engage your mind in memory and lift your faces and allow the message of the song to sink into our hearts. As much as possible, let's try to sing it by memory. Why don't we stand for this song? Beautiful, beautiful message. All right, at this time, the children may come forward, and Jewel will lead them in singing.
After the song, Carrie Song Group is going to be up. 387 in the church hymnal. 387.
Let the world
song group is going to be up next.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be with you all, and it's especially good to have Brother Overhaul here. All the girls up here were taught by him, so we'd like to sing a few songs for him and for you all.
Give his only son to make.
Thank you very much for sharing those beautiful songs. All right, why don't we sing "The Lord is My Light, My Salvation," and maybe again, let's stand up, if you would please. And immediately after this song, I'll ask Daryl's family to come up and share what they've got with us. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Oh, the Lord is my light and my salvation.
This evening is a repeat of what we had on family night. So the first song is "I Want to Be Where You Are," speaking of dwelling daily in the presence of God. And also "People Need the Lord" is our last song.
I want to be where you are.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eye, empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides the silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need
Jason's group is up next. Thank you, Darrell, for that and your family. I'll take selections. What was that? 5 in the church hymnal? Five in the church hymnal.
Spirit.
time for it to Jason's group. Nice thing about being part of a family that likes to sing, if you get asked to have a group, you can kind of, it's a lot easier that way, just push it off a little bit. But the one song we're going to sing that I like, there's one, the last verse says, the heaviest cross, show me thy face, the heaviest cross will then seem light to bear. There will be gain in every loss and peace with every care. Only Christ can bring about that gain in every loss if we let him, and that's something beautiful that we can always trust in. So.
Y'all for sharing. I love to hear families sing. And that song also is like an old friend. Some of these songs, they just, actually this afternoon I was sitting there by the kitchen table, just paging through the songbook and picking out songs that I like. And there's a little memory attached to each of these songs. And that was one of the ones I wrote down. I was singing there and Travis came out and he said, Dad, why do you like to sing? And so I tried to give him an answer that was suitably philosophical and fit for a four-year-old. And I thought I got somewhere, and then he said, Dad, why do you like to sit? And so I guess that's who I am to him. I'm the sitting and singing person. So anyway, but I do love hearing families sing, and I like if it's part of the fabric of what your family is. And Daryl's really appreciated that song, is that, especially that second song as well. That song really touches me. And I think that's a mark of a good song, is when we feel drawn closer to God for hearing it and for participating in it, whether you're singing or listening to it. And that song just holds a deep truth for us that we must never forget. People need the Lord. They don't need us as much as they need the Lord. And we can be an avenue for them, or for God, actually, to reach into people's lives. And let's take that seriously. And the hurt and the pain all around us needs the Lord's help. And the people whom God puts into our lives, I think, for that very specific reason, that we've got the opportunity and we've got the means to reach them. And what are we doing with those opportunities? All right, so much for that. So take a selection from you at this point. Who has a song? Pardon me? 570, the church hymnal. All right, after this song, Miss Benita is going to be up.
singing with her guru is going to be presenting some songs for us. Number 570.
Oh, she only touched the hem of his garment dress to inside.
Sing God is Our Refuge and Strength again, one of our ending program songs. And I'm so grateful for composers who put scripture to music to help us hide his word in our hearts. And this psalm is such a comfort to me, especially when I'm just tempted to worry. And because God is there, it says God is there to take care of the mountains and the storms. And we don't have to fear because he is our rock. But first of all, we're going to sing another favorite of ours, When All Thy Mercies, Oh My God.
Oh,
Thank you, Ms. Benita and her class for singing. I'll take a selection now. 452 in the church hymnal. The volunteer chorus is going to be up next.
Thank you. first song has to do with the relationship with Christ. And the second song is a song about our witness, our testimony. And one of the toughest things in that area that we probably one of the toughest things that we face is mentioned there at the end of verse 2 where it says, "May your mercy flow through us." It's one thing to try to be right. There's another thing to understand mercy. So that's a challenge to me. And the last song is on the text.
To the nations, a word of light
glory, glory.